This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Exam date 4/5/2022, 9 a.m. MES number 211-220-06729. Claimant Jason PRZYWARA, employer insured banker BANCKER Construction Corp. Client Travelers, parentheses, WC, close parentheses, / Melville. Claim number FTH0182, date of injury 7/12/2021. Patient arrived on time for a 9 a.m. independent medical evaluation on 4/5/2022. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. New paragraph, Jason Prazara, BRZYWARA, is a 31-year-old married male who resides with his wife of 2 years and their 1-year-old daughter. His 25-year-old sister lives in the house as well. He was working as a laborer for 3.5 years until the date of injury, 7/12/21. On that day, he was working in a deep excavation 20 feet deep and was buried chest deep with dirt, clay, etc. at a job site in Great Neck. He immediately experienced a back pain. States it took about 10 to 15 minutes to be dug out. He went to a walk-in clinic and reported burning sensation in his back. He said during the event he also feared death. He was advised to take off 1 to 2 weeks. He consulted a spine doctor, Dr. Choi, CHOI, and underwent a laminectomy of L4, L5 on November 19, 2021. His back feels a little bit better, but he states he's still symptomatic. And experiences a pain down as low as his knee. He reports he's also been diagnosed with a right shoulder tear and a right knee meniscus and is probably in need of surgery for both of those injuries. He states it's hard to sleep due to chronic pain. He's tried epidural shots. He's currently going to physical therapy twice a week. He reports, new paragraph, emotionally he reports that he feels he's, quote, not the same person, unquote. It's difficult to engage in the moment. He also experiences insomnia, a racing heart, feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, helplessness. And the tendency to overreact. Due to these symptoms, he underwent a visit with a psychologist, Dr. Bowman, a PhD, and pain management, Dr. Gross' office, started him on duloxetine 20 milligrams daily. Of note, psychologist evaluation by Dr. Bowman, PhD of 10-16-21, which allegedly... Well, not allegedly, which apparently diagnosed PTSD and adjustment disorder was not present in the review of records for me to see. Um, Past psychiatric history, a patient has seen Dr. Marion Hendricks for several years. On every 2 month basis, and she's she prescribed Adderall, PRN. He states he takes 10 milligrams at times. There's no history of suicide attempts, no history of psychiatric admissions. He states that he did, as a young child, fall downstairs and sustained a small fracture in his ear. He said this led to a special education during medical school. He reports his use of alcohol is rare. He admits to cannabis use 2 to 3 times a week. He states he's never been been treated for any kind of substance abuse problem. Family psychiatrist history is notable for schizophrenia or bipolar disorder in his mother. He states she did have a hospitalization years ago. There's no family history of substance abuse. A social history has one sister and one brother, age 28. He has a bachelor's in business and a real estate license. There's no history of physical or sexual abuse. He finds his sister supportive. A mental status exam. Jason was casually dressed with fluent speech. Decreased ability to focus. His mood was depressed and anxious. He had middle insomnia, sometimes several times a night. Has a racing heart 2 to 3 times a week. Increased time in bed, decreased appetite. He's lost 10 to 15 pounds. He has feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, and worthlessness. He's not anhedonic because he enjoys walks. He has chronic pain. Denies being suicidal or homicidal. He denies auditory visual hallucinations or paranoia. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. There's no flashbacks or nightmares. His insight and judgment is good. He overreacts at times, reports a decreased libido. Current medications, duloxetine 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, tramadol 50 milligrams BID PRN, and diclofenac DICLOFENAC 75 milligrams daily. My impression is that Jason Prizwara is presenting with an episode of major depressive disorder, single episode, severe, not psychotic. Possible adjustment disorder with anxious features. My recommendation is a psychiatrist treatment likely a duloxetine should be raised to 60 to 120 milligrams daily. I recommend therapy appointments, cognitive behavioral therapy with Dr. Bauman or another qualified psychologist every 1 to 2 weeks for 45 minutes for at least 6 months. Three, I believe patient's injury is causally related to his current symptoms and that he has not reached maximum medical improvement. I believe the subjective complaints are warranted by the objective findings. I believe the diagnosis is causally related to the injury. He's not at maximum medical improvement. The above treatment was recommended for the next 6 months. I believe psychiatrically, his psychiatric condition is contributing to his given level of disability, which is currently 100%. His psychiatric condition is at least 75%. Can he return to work? Not at this time. If so, in what capacity? Not at this time. A new paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 (4)). I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.